Mike Gallagher Show.
We agree the federal laws should be enforced.
What do you mean we?
Reverend Al.
Like you're on some board?
Who are you?
Your church? You don't have one. Your congregation? It's non-existent.
To say that you're going to sacrifice the civil rights of Latinos and people of color, I think is very irresponsible.
One of the biggest race-baiting circus clowns who is drawn to the illegal immigration debate for no other reason than he's going to get to be on TV. He never represents anything other than causes involving black Americans. Hey, Reverend Al, I'm Irish and Lithuanian. Can you represent me for a little while?
Not really.
Express your opinion right now on The Mike Gallagher Show. Once again, here's Mike.
The other day, I had the honor of speaking before a whole bunch of people in New York City over this Iranian nuclear deal. Today, Secretary of State John Kerry appeared on Morning Joe on MSNBC to defend this deal. Kerry's position basically is we, the United States, need to prove we can be trusted in this deal. I kid you not. I mean, what this government is doing in jeopardizing the future of Israel by playing footsie with Iran is nothing short of maddening. Here's Secretary of State Kerry this morning on MSNBC.
What I can tell you is, if we walk away from this agreement, given the suspicions that the Supreme Leader had about even entering into negotiations with us, we will have proven their worst fears, that you can't deal with the West, you can't trust the West, therefore, they have to go do what they have to do to protect themselves. And they will get a weapon one way or the other as a result of not accepting this agreement.
So let me get this straight. We have to prove ourselves trustworthy as a nation to Iran. Now this is the down the rabbit hole insanity that we're faced with regards to this administration. I was reading about an idea that has not gotten a lot of traction yet, but I'm excited to visit with the Oklahoma Attorney General, because he and Senator Jim Inhofe wrote an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal about the states having the power to limit the threat by Iran if the states choose to use it. It's a fascinating concept. Scott Pruitt was elected Attorney General of Oklahoma in November of 2010. He served in the Oklahoma State Senate for 8 years prior to that, and we are very pleased to welcome on our guest line, Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt. Mr. Attorney General, great having you on the program, sir. How are you?
Mike, hello. Glad to be with you.
Thank you. Let the states do the job Obama won't. When I first told a very smart friend of mine that maybe the states could step in, he kind of laughed at that and said, what can the states do on a foreign policy matter like this? But yet you point out, you and Senator Inhofe point out, if you connect the dots, there is decidedly a path that the states could embark upon. So let's talk about it.
That's right. I mean, both constitutionally and statutorily. I mean, the greatest evidence of the weakness of this deal, Mike, is the fact that the president chose not to use and put it in the vehicle of a treaty.
Right.
To submit it to the U.S. Senate for two-thirds support.
Because that way he evades the Constitution's requirement of the two-thirds approval, right?
That's exactly right. And why would you do that if you've negotiated a good deal? If you had a good deal and you went to the table and you negotiated with strength and you negotiated with Americans' interest at heart, you wouldn't be concerned about submitting that to the U.S. Senate and making sure that the people's voice are heard.
Right.
What happened in 2010 when Congress passed sanctions upon Iran, they reserved specifically power to the states to enact sanctions equal to or greater than what Congress had actually passed. And over the time since 2010, 25 states have in fact passed sanctions against Iran because of terrorist activities and all the related human rights abuses and concerns about nuclear proliferation. And the 25 states, Mike, what I think people need to understand is when you take the pension funds
right.
of the respective states across the country from California to New York, it is a substantial amount of money. And the states can divest from those pension funds any investments in businesses that do business with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
It was so important in the negotiations that Iran actually put it on the negotiation table and told the president and the administration that they wanted the president to use his best efforts to remove the 25 state sanctions that already exist.
I'm sure they got a willing, enthusiastic yes at the bargaining table from this administration.
Well, the great news is you can't do that. And so our op-ed piece basically sheds light upon the fact that the states can continue enacting sanctions, strengthening sanctions, because the president chose to use executive agreement as opposed to treaty power. And as such, federal law does not preempt the state statutes and state action across the country. And we're encouraging states to, across the country, join together to divest their pension funds of investments in businesses that do business with Iran.
Now, of the 25 states that have already enacted sanctions, I mean, have they acted on it? Is this largely symbolic? Is it practical, pragmatic?
No, it's been in existence. It's been happening since 2010 when it was authorized.
Right.
So, I mean, think about it. From our teacher and fire and police pension funds across the country divesting themselves of investments in businesses that do business with Iran. That is a substantial impact economically upon Iran, so much so that Iran wanted it removed and wanted the president to use all his efforts to do something about it postscript to the execution of the agreement. So this is a significant matter, particularly if the coalition of states join together to achieve it, and it's bipartisan. I mean, New York has already passed it. California has already passed it. Florida has already passed it. States like Oklahoma haven't yet, which is surprising. And so we're calling upon our governor, my Senate and House to pass the sanctions and join the other states. And if we get 50 states doing that, Mike, it's going to make a significant impact on the viability of this deal.
Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt is with us here on the Mike Gallagher Show, talking about the idea of letting the states do the sanctions and do the job that Obama won't do. I am fascinated by this. And when you point out that states like New York and California have, but Oklahoma has not yet, has to be a matter of not being just a level of awareness, right? The American people aren't aware of this. Again, conceptually, I wasn't aware of this.
Absolutely. I think it's two things. I think up until this point, it's not been entirely relevant because the U.S. government had the sanctions in place and they were significant.
Correct.
We had $150 billion of monies frozen internationally. Iran could not do business as they've done business in the past, and it was not that relevant. It is relevant today. It is more relevant than it's ever been. And so the states can fill the vacuum. The states can fill the void. And they truly can do the job that this administration will not.
Seems to me you got the heavy lifting out of the way with states like New York and California have done it.
It's encouraging.
I mean,
it's encouraging.
And what's the argument? What do you, other than Obama administration supporters who would say this is interference or just getting in the way of trying to get this deal done, which they don't like, what other pushback do you get? What argument could there be?
Look, I mean, I think the most important argument in favor of this is making sure that people's voice is heard. The reason the founders put in the Constitution a treaty authority to the president approved by the U.S. Senate is to make sure that in deals like this, the people's voice were heard.
Right, which is precisely why President Obama, as you said, and we can't state this enough, he pursued this this deal as an executive agreement rather than a treaty for that very reason.
And the legal consequences of that equal that executive agreement cannot preempt the federal law that's already been passed in 2010. So they knew that going in. They just calculated that they would rather bypass treaty authority, bypass the two-thirds support, than go the other direction to an executive agreement, thinking that the states would not build upon the 25-state coalition. So the response here is imperative that the states say, no, or the people's voices are going to be heard. The people are concerned about this deal, and we're going to make sure their voice is heard on a state-by-state basis, and it's going to be very effective if the coalition states do that. Now, as far as arguments against it, the only argument that is even rational is that the president can say that, national security authority is vested in the president. But we know that the Constitution doesn't give unfettered national security power to the president. We know that if he declares war, Congress has to be involved in that process. We know that in treaties and in negotiations with foreign powers, the founders put in protections like treaty authority and treaty power being approved by the U.S. Senate. So the national security authority the president has is not unfettered. He's still subject to the Constitution, and because he chose to use executive agreement, the result of that consequentially is that the state can still step in and do that which he has not been willing to do.
What can we do? What can our listeners around the country do, Mr. Attorney General?
Look, I think going to our website, going to Oklahoma Attorney General's office and looking at the 25 states that have actually signed up and the 25 states that have not, I think listeners across the country need to look and see, are they among the coalition of the willing, if you will,
right?
The states that have stepped up to do something about it. If they've not, they need to get a hold of their governors. They need to get a hold of their legislative leadership and say, act now. This isn't even whether legislation is passed next month in a state-by-state basis.
Right.
What states need to do is announce that they're going to join the coalition, because by doing that alone, Mike, you're going to see Iran get very squirrely about this deal.
Right.
If 50 states across the country say, we're joining together to send a strong message that we don't like this.
So let's light up governors' phones and state representatives, and let's get going on this. Scott Pruitt, Attorney General of Oklahoma, congratulations on this terrific effort in raising awareness. Let's start with Oklahoma, huh?
That's right. Thanks for the opportunity.
I appreciate very much you joining us. The Attorney General from Oklahoma, Scott Pruitt, arguing along with Jim Inhofe, the states are capable of getting this done. And a very, very important component of this dreadful, dreadful reality we face with this nuclear deal with Iran. Speaking of dreadful, wait till you hear one of your employees. Oh, yeah, PBS is funded to the tune of lots of money by the United States of America, the taxpayers. Gwen Ifill of PBS had a very interesting Twitter reaction to the Iranian deal. I'll tell you about it next here on The Mike Gallagher Show. She made her way along down that empty street, down on Main Street.